News Time 650. Now Triple Team Traffic will cover the tail end of the rush with Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic northbound I-15 due to a crash with injuries in Midvale. It's about 80th South, so prior to 72nd, it's been blocking the right center lanes of traffic, and the problem is it's been causing stop-and-go delays back to Bangor Highway in Draper. But now we're starting to see that traffic is using State Street as an overflow, and the worst of that slowing is going to be from about 90th South up to I-215. We still have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic left over southbound I-15, Murray, Midvale, and Sandy. Michelle?
Emergency traffic continues northbound I-15 around the Pioneer Crossing area. You'll hit the delays in Pleasant Grove up to American Fork. Then southbound I-15, we have a new crash at State Road 92 in Lehigh. The right lane is blocked. But the good news is the east side belt route I-215 is looking good, Mark.
Yeah, KSL traffic trooper Brianna a little while ago telling us about a big crash, and we've been watching it on the KSL travel cams. Westbound SR-201 at 3200 West. This believed to be involving a motorcycle, so the delays are stacking up pretty quickly as you get past 9th West. In fact, only one lane to the left is getting by, heads up. So the delays in Davis County are improving. Northbound I-15 up out of downtown still have some slowdowns briefly approaching Hillfield Road. This traffic report sponsored by Larry H. Miller, Chevy Provo, your Blue Tag Bonus Tag Sale headquarters, located two blocks west of LaVille Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.